بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, and seek help through patience, through sabr and salah. And indeed, it is difficult except for those who have khashiyatullah. Illa ala al-khashi'in. I remind myself and you that the basis of all goodness is khashiyatullah. Khashiyatullah is that condition which is, in a way, it seems paradoxical because it is a fear which produces peace, which produces comfort, which produces confidence. Khashyatullah is the fear of offending the one we love the most, of offending the one we know, and we know him to be the greatest. It is the fear that comes by understanding the majesty and glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we worship and who is the only one worthy of worship. So when we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory and majesty, and when I say understand, I don't mean understand in the real meaning of the term, understand to whatever extent we can understand. Because who is there who can claim to understand the real glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But to the extent that we know about it, to the extent that we feel it, to the extent that we are affected by it, to the extent we observe it around ourselves, in the sign, in his signs, in his creation, Jalla Jalalu. This produces in the abd, in the slave, in his or her heart, a feeling of awe, a feeling of their own smallness and insignificance. And this feeling is what we know as khashyatullah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the words to try to express this, wallahu alam. Whether I'm doing this properly or not, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me for my mistakes. But this khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the basis of all goodness. Everything begins with this. And the reason I say that this produces confidence is because when I know that this is Allah and this is His glory and magnificence, and I know that I am trying to spend my life trying to please Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, then I know that He will take care of me. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى السَّلَامُ قَالَ تَعَالَى. In the Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I am for my slave as he expects me to be. So that's the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, expect the best from your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. So we expect the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all evil in this dunya. And the worst of the evil of this dunya is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us in the akhirah from His anger, to protect us from His displeasure. So my brothers and sisters, Allah is saying in this ayat kareema, wasta'inu bis sabri was salah. Take the help, seek help through sabr and salah. Sabr is to do your best in whatever it is that you are seeking the help of Allah from. The help of Allah in. And salah is dua. Salah is the salah which we pray, the far salawat and the nawafil and so on, tahajjud. And it's also in the meaning of dua, where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. We make our effort because Allah told us to make our effort. Ista'inu bis sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, make effort. Seek help. Try to help yourself by your effort. Was salah. And through dua. This salah is the tawheed of the qalb. It is what prevents you and me from committing the shirk of imagining that it is that I am a self-made man. Malcolm Gladwell mentions this in his book, Outliers, which I have quoted many times. He said that this is a fantasy that people live with, where they feel that they are self-made, that they made themselves. I mean, that's not a term that is understood or meant biologically, but it's meant materially. That if today I am a great scholar, or if I am a great, if I'm a wealthy person, I'm a millionaire, billionaire, or if I'm a very powerful person, I'm a head of state or head of an organization or something, that all of this is self-made. That means that I did this myself without the help of anybody else. And Malcolm Gladwell is not even talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying that anyone who makes that statement is a liar, because he is not giving credit to the time that he was born in. He is not giving credit to the circumstances of his birth. He is not giving credit to all the people that came into his life and helped him. And they helped him without asking. I remember a story that is attributed to Bill Gates, which someone sent me. Someone asked Bill Gates, is there anyone wealthier than you? And he said, yes, there is a man. So they said, who's that person? He said, he's a newspaper seller in JFK airport. So they said, how's that? He said, I was in the airport once and I wanted to read the newspaper. I wanted to buy the newspaper. And he said, I discovered that I had no change. So I picked it up and I put it down. And the man says, the newspaper seller says to him, take it, take the paper. So Bill Gates says, I'm sorry, I don't have change. So the man says, don't worry about that, take it. It's okay, it's my gift to you. So Gates thanks the man and takes the paper. And then Bill Gates says that a few years later, after he had become very successful and wealthy, he said, I was again in the same place in JFK Airport in New York. And he said that coincidentally, I saw the same man, the newspaper guy. And that day also had the same problem, which is that I had no change. So the man recognized me. He said, take the paper. So Bill Gates said, I told him, I don't have change. He said, doesn't matter, take it. It's my gift to you. So Bill Gates says to him, he said, I said to the man, I will take this gift, but tell me, what can I do for you? And whatever you want, what is your desire? Because today I'm a very successful man, wealthy man. Whatever you want, I'll give you. The man says to him, you can never give me, you can never repay me. So Bill Gates says, why is that? He says, because I gave you the paper when I had nothing. And you are now offering to do things for me when you have everything. Now this is the reality of life that we forget when we say self-made man, self-made woman. There is no self-made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the life that He gave us. And He gave us the circumstances that He gave us. And He directed and He gave us the people who came into our lives and who contributed and they left. And they came into our lives and they contributed at a time when there was no way that we could ever have repaid them. I mean, the people in my life, for example, who I would count among the people who made the biggest impact on me and who I owe a huge amount to in terms of whatever I am today, are people who made that impact on me as a teenager. And there was nothing I could do for them. There was absolutely nothing I could do for them then, and there's nothing I can do for them now because they're all dead. And they died decades ago. So they just came in, they contributed, and they left. Now, no matter how much I say that my repayment to them is whatever I do with other people, which is thanks to their effort, and so on and so forth. Wallahu alam, Allah only knows whether this, you know, is real repayment or not. But to them, there's nothing I can do. And I've always been very conscious of this fact that repayment itself is nonsense. Because nobody can repay anybody. Because the person who did the good to you first did it without question, without asking. He did it without expecting a reward. He did it to you at a time when you could not do anything to him back. And when you say repay, you are only doing it because that person did it to you first. So where is the question of repay? You're not repaying anything. Even if you repay 10,000 times, it still is because that person did good to you first. If that person hadn't done that good to you, maybe you would have done nothing. And this is the point I remind myself anew, that to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salah, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the essence of tawheed. We are not saying, Allah, I am making all this effort and I am succeeding because of the effort. No, I am making the effort, but success comes to me only and only because you gave me the ability to make the effort. You put me in a place where that effort would actually have some effect. And you ensure that the effort would have reward. And then Allah says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِينَ. And this is difficult indeed, it is difficult except for those who have khashyatullah. What is difficult? To seek help through salah, through sabr and salah. Allah is saying, to seek the help of Allah through sabr and salah is the route to go, is the way to do it, is the way to do. But this is not easy. This is difficult except for those who have khashyat. And it is not easy for others, and it is easy for those who have khashyat, because khashyat is the state where a person feels himself or herself in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who they recognize, whose glory and majesty completely permeates themselves, permeates their soul. And they feel that they are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then alhamdulillah, if I am in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who in the world can harm me? The way to be in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to ensure that we never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately. Mistakes are mistakes, we ask Allah to forgive them. But when a person deliberately disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's no longer a mistake, it is rebellion. It's a crime, it is not a mistake, and crimes are punished. And we ask Allah to save us from the punishment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts and souls with his khashyat, and to give and to enable this khashyat to give us comfort and to give us confidence And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take away all fear of everyone and everything other than Himself, Jalla Jalalu, from our hearts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in this dunya in a state of izzah, in a state of peace and harmony, in a state of prestige, in a state of where of self-respect, and to take us in that state. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all forms of humiliation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all evil, that which we know and that which we do not know. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.